since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Christmas. This here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Whitlock. The next Way Back Country Christmas is dedicated to all those who can no longer be here at this time of year, who have gone on before us, or are simply treasured memories of the past. With that, I would like to also dedicate this to all those who celebrate the Christmas season.
The following is transcribed.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
The red-nosed reindeer.
Oh, Kris Kringle comes jing, jing, jingling.
Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be.
Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home.
This is Lorne Green. The spirit of Christmas does wondrous things to the peoples of the earth. Fighting stops, wars stop, arguments stop, families unite, friends unite, gifts are given, friendships are given, and everyone joins in the spirit of Christmas. Join us as we explore the spirit of Christmas.
We'll have a good old country Christmas, all right.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny and the Way Back Country Christmas. This here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, and this time of year, Christmas music. As they celebrate the holidays, and of course, that sacred holiday itself, Christmas, here on CFRC 119 FM, and also this year, www.oshawarocks.com. So sit back, relax, and enjoy that cup of eggnog or coffee as we pay tribute to Christmas music here at the Woodlock Ranch. Welcome and friends, and Merry Christmas.
We'll open up our presents Christmas Eve about midnight. We'll have a good old country Christmas. All right.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny and the Way Back Country Christmas, our official 3-hour celebration to Christmas 2025. For the past several weeks, I have been inviting y'all to count down with me to this special Christmas celebration for 2025. With that mentioned, we are going to be calling it an old-fashioned down-home country Christmas with a lot of special memories from the Christmases past, as well as a few special guests as well. And of course, that old-time country Christmas music as well. With that, I would like to welcome y'all here to Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the St. Lawrence Seaway. And remind y'all that we can still be heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as being heard throughout the Durham County and Greater Toronto areas at www.oshawarocks.com. With that shared, I would like to welcome y'all to this official celebration of Christmas 2025. This, of course, is the closest Sunday to Christmas this year, and is the 21st of December. With that mentioned, I would like to open up with an all-time very fitting song by Wayne Rostad, who I had the pleasure of seeing this year once again during his Christmas in the Valley tour, and it's going to be an all-time classic called It's Christmas. Then we'll follow with an old-time favorite by the former governor of Louisiana, Jimmy Davis, and his all-time classic called Going Home for Christmas. So come on, friends, let's go down to the Woodlock Ranch and celebrate an old-fashioned down-home country Christmas. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The snow is on the ground, the family's all in town. It's Christmas, it's Christmas. The children want to know while we hung the mistletoe. It's Christmas. Then silently the night turns on a magic light, and it's Christmas all over the world. And I hope that Santa Claus remembers every child, because it's Christmas. Hey, the lights upon the tree twinkle like a melody. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
There's a choir out in the night singing songs by candlelight. It's Christmas. With every face aglow, the young and old both know it's Christmas all over the world. Love is flowing free, and all the world's at peace. It's Christmas. Santa Claus remembers every child, because it's Christmas. Love is flowing free, and all the world's at peace. It's Christmas.
Is the type of person that when he walks in the room, you want to stand up, because we certainly have a lot of admiration for him. The former governor of Louisiana, the one and only Jimmy Davis.
All aboard the Christmas choo-choo, we are going home again to see our friends and loved ones, and to hear the sleigh bells ring. We will gather round the fireside as we did in days of yore. Now can't you see we're on our way? We're going home once more.
Yes, we're going home for Christmas.
But yes, friends, once again, following those opening songs to the Way Back Country Christmas 2025, it is once again that time to welcome y'all back in. I would also like to begin the show, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications, including, first of all, to my beloved Mama Dawn. It'll be a classic for her that she has always loved by the band Alabama, and a song which she has long been a fan of called Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear. So we'll send this out with our merriest of Christmas wishes for her today, and I love you, Mama Dawn. Then we'll follow with a song from my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, as he is often referred to, and a song by Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, that he recorded with his brother, Tommy Cash, and a song called That Christmassy Feeling. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to the memory of my late grandmother on both sides of the family. That, of course, is Granny Marg on Mom's side, and Grandma Mabel, who recently passed away in February, on my dad's side. It'll be a song by the Tallies, which are part of the Bill Gates Gospel Trio, and a song called Christmas at Grandma's. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
City's full of manger scenes and stores lit up in red and green. But down the road, just out of town, there's more magic to be found. The countryside is all aglow with holly trees and mistletoe. And in them woods there lives a bear known to all as Thistlehair. Oh, Thistlehair, the Christmas bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world, every little boy and girl out there loves Thistlehair. Time of year, spreading lots of Christmas cheer. The kids all love his shiny coat and the smell of honey on his nose. He tells them all about the star and everything that it stands for. The birthday we all celebrate is still our favorite holiday. Oh, Thistlehair, Christmas bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world. Every little boy and girl out there loves this old hat. Wherever you find old Thistle Bear, there'll be music in the air. He dances round the Christmas tree every single New Year's Eve. Then he and all his furry friends gather round the fire again and sing about those angel wings, gifts of love that Christmas brings. Oh, Thistlehair, the Christmas bear, spreading the good news everywhere about Christmas time and what it means to all the children of the world. Every little boy and girl out there loves Thistlehair. This will be the Christmas.
Christmas bear.
La la la.
There's a choir outside of my house singing Silent Night. For any little thing that's gone wrong, Christmas makes it right. The children are singing Christmas carols and everybody's holding hands. We've got that Christmassy feeling again. Singing joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus. Mama's baking turkey,
and Daddy's making popcorn balls,
and sister's hanging mistletoe.
There's goodwill to all men.
We've got that Christmassy feeling again.
There's happiness in my heart with Christmas on its way, with the family all back together again. Oh, what a happy day. I hope it snows and the north wind blows. My boy wants a little toy train.
We've got that Christmassy feeling again. Joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus.
Mama's baking turkey,
and Daddy's making popcorn balls.
Sister's hanging mistletoe.
There's goodwill to all men.
We've got that Christmassy feeling again. Joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus.
Mama's baking turkey,
and Daddy's making popcorn balls.
Sister's hanging mistletoe. There's goodwill to all men.
We've got that Christmassy feeling again. We've got that Christmassy feeling again.
Christmas carols ringing in my ear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She always sang a happy song. Christmas was a happy time of year. I still remember going through the front door Christmas Day. See a proud and peaceful smile on her tired and wrinkled face. I still can smell those pumpkin pies cooling by the stove. But the thing that I remember was when Grandma squeezed me close. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear her happy Christmas carols ringing in my ear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. She always sang a happy song. Christmas was a happy time of year. With all the family gathered, we were sure to have a crowd. My uncles all talked baseball, and my aunts just talked real loud. But that didn't bother Grandma. She was glad that we were there. See, she was queen on Christmas, crowned with silver in her hair. And now she's gone, and we all spend our Christmases at home. All the aunts and uncles have grandkids of their own. Lord, let our homes be filled with love and joy, like Grandma knew. And let her have a Merry Christmas, celebrating there with you. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas. I can hear the angels singing, I hear Grandma loud and clear. Oh, I'd still like to go to Grandma's house for Christmas.
song. Grandma's home for Christmas this
Friends, once again, it's that time of the week where we like to take our weekly trip up to the Ottawa Valley. And with that mentioned, and this being our closest broadcast to Christmas, I'd like to send out some special dedications to some dear friends and family up the Valley Way. Of course, it's going to be a song, first of all, going out to my radio family and Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky up there on Old Mud Lake Road in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be a song that Uncle Ray did his own version of on fiddle many years ago. And he sent me this some time ago, but I wonder if you remember it, Uncle Ray. And that's an all-time classic called Jingle Bells, which you're playing. And then we're going to follow that with a song going out to my good friends and radio mentors Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Armprior, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be an all-time classic by Ralph Carlson, one of the greatest voices of the Ottawa Valley, and his all-time classic called Merry Christmas from Our House to Yours. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite, and this time, of course, it's going to be our final aired version of Wayne Rostad's old classic for this year, and that of course is Christmas in the Valley. So yes, I'd like to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas in the Valley and say good day to all my Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Christmas from our heights to your heights. May peace and goodwill follow you, and may you be blessed with health and happiness. Merry Christmas from our hearts to yours. May all of your loved ones be near you, and may all of your spirits be bright. May all of your dreams be what this Christmas brings. Merry Christmas from our house to yours. May all of your spirits be bright. May all of your dreams be what this Christmas brings. Merry Christmas from our house to yours. Merry Christmas from our house to yours.
Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas Eve. everybody. This is Wayne Rostad, and you're listening to the Way Back Country Christmas with my good friend Johnny Woodblock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's Christmas in the Valley.
Yes, friends, following those Ottawa Valley legends, we're once again back here on the Way Back Country Christmas for 2025. And with that, I would like to welcome a very special guest of honor as our first guest of honor for this Christmas celebration 2025. And that is none other than a good friend of mine for many years now, Miss Tamar Springer, who is, of course, the daughter of the composer of the classic Santa Baby. So with that, I would like to welcome Tamar Springer to our program today. Then following this interview and Christmas visit, we'll hear an all-time classic by Eartha Kitt, and that, of course, is a 1953 classic called Santa Baby. So with that, here now is my good friend, Tamar Springer.
Hi, Johnny. I'm doing well. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure. Of course, you're from a legendary composer's family, Springer family, which, of course, he wrote the song Santa Baby, of course.
Co-written with Joan Javitz.
Of course.
Composer
yes.
of Santa Baby.
Yes. So how did he come to write this classic?
Well, he and Joan Javitz were commissioned to write a Christmas song for Eartha Kitt in 1953.
Okay.
And, you know, at that time, Eartha Kitt was a very sultry, emerging star in America. She had starred in New Faces of 1952 on Broadway, and the public, you know, they wanted a Christmas song for her. And my father was very skeptical, you know, how do you write a Christmas song for a woman who's that sultry and sexy? Yeah, and Joan came up with the title, Santa Baby. The publishers and Joan and Phil were all in a room at the Brill Building, and everybody loved the title. And then Phil and Joan took around 3 weeks to write the song, made for Eartha Kitt.
Okay, so it was for Eartha right from the beginning then.
Yes. It was written for her.
Okay. And so you have also recently released a new documentary on your dad that is not just about Santa Baby, but also includes his many compositions.
The film is titled More Than Santa Baby.
Yes.
And while he is known for this worldwide classic Christmas song, his career and his place in music, you know, the music industry and music history, travels over 80 years.
Yes.
And there are legendary artists along the way, is so many recordings by some of the biggest names of the 20th century, including Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, Judy Garland, Aretha Amazing. Franklin, many more. And he went through all idioms of music, and it's really a fascinating journey. And I felt that, well, many things really. One is that it's a story that should be told. It's part of music history. And I've always felt that my dad's music, beyond Santa Baby, should have more recognition. He's written some of the most beautiful melodies and beautiful songs that are lesser known or even unknown, and I felt it was important to get those out in the world and preserve and promote his legacy.
For sure, and it's amazing to think that he's still here at 100. Like you were mentioning there, he's going to be 100 next year, and he's still among us when a lot of his peers are not here anymore.
That's right. He's 99. He's mentally very fit. Still writing music, preparing music. He just prepared the music for a live show in Palm Springs that happened this week on Monday. And, you know, we're all counting on him turning 100 in May.
That's right. We all are. Yes, for sure. You say Joan Javitz also wrote it with your father.
Yes, they were a writing team for many years. Thankfully, you know, started with Santa Baby and continued on for years and years.
Okay. Did he ever do any other Christmas songs?
He did, actually. He did a few. The one I want to mention is a contemporary song called Here for Christmas.
Okay.
It's recorded by lovely UK artist named Max Rustano. And there's, you know, it's on Spotify, and it's a very upbeat, catchy tune. And I promise, if you listen to it and your listeners listen to it, they'll be humming it for the rest of the day and possibly longer.
Oh, wow.
Here for Christmas.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Yes, and it was co-written by Max Rustano, the artist, and Mike Reed, who is a UK luminary, music luminary. He's a household name in the United Kingdom.
Yes. So I also had spoken to your father about the controversy over Santa Baby in the early 50s there.
Well, you know, I mean, it was sort of a risque song, but really just meant to be flirtatious, not over the top. But, you know, I think it was actually a hit in America, and there were, you know, maybe a few select places that didn't want to play it because, you know, they might have been more conservative or more religious. in that way. Yeah, I'm sure it rocked a few boats, but in general, it was, you know, a loved, very loved song.
And it still is all these years later. As you were saying, it's almost, it's almost 70 years later. It's still as popular, if not more.
Yes, that's right. It's actually, I think, over 70 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, it seems to grow in popularity, you know, with each powerful recording artist that records it. It really, you know, its breadth and reach grows.
Exactly. This is it. Yes, for sure. Let's go into your documentary a little bit. How did it come about? I know you wanted to tell your dad's story, but how did the idea first come up?
You know, like I told you before, I've always wanted to promote my dad's catalog, Beyond Santa Baby, a vast catalog.
Yes.
And it was during the pandemic, I was sort of organizing and cataloging all of the material that he had kept from really his whole life.
Oh, man.
Recordings, DVDs, VHS tapes, sheet music, newspaper articles, photos, all kinds of things. And really, my plan was to produce a show that I loved that he wrote called The Bells of Notre Dame, which I still hope to do. But when I was gathering all of this archival material, one day I had a light bulb go off in my head, and I said, this is a story that needs to be told.
Exactly.
That's actually what I have here. And from that moment on, I wrote an outline of the film. I did a lot of research and talked to, you know, friends of mine in the film industry and put it together from there. But it was really from that light bulb, from all of the archival material that I had.
And it's amazing to think that he had kept it all those years.
Yeah, he kept everything. It was really unbelievable what he had. He had his programs from the varsity shows he wrote at Columbia University.
Oh, wow.
He had material from high school. I had his high school yearbooks, vast amount of sheet music of all kinds of songs that some people know and some, you know, very few people know, but just incredible amount of content, and you see a lot of that in the documentary. It's just under 40 minutes.
Yes.
And, you know, the viewers will see you really are going on a journey, a nearly 100-year journey through music history.
Where can our listeners go to view this project?
Well, right now, it's still on the film festival circuit.
Yes.
And it's won several awards at some film festivals in November and in June this year. Mm-hmm. And that journey will continue a little bit, but it is now in the hands of a sales agent. So hopefully I'll be able to let your listeners know, you know, sometime in 2026 where they can watch it streaming.
Great.
And all the information can be found at Santa Baby Composer on Instagram or on my Facebook page, which is my name, Tamar Springer.
And so I know you guys have Terrible Fire last year went through a lot of your area, and including your home was destroyed. Is any of that material still around today, or is it gone in the fire now?
Yeah, Johnny, unfortunately, everything burned.
That's what I thought.
It's really heartbreaking. There was a lot of other historical documents, handwritten music that he wrote with some of the most iconic lyric writers, their songs. It's so hard to even...
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So I've been collecting what I can, you know, sheet music and things that some people who worked with my dad over the years still had, some of his musicals that he wrote and other material. So I'm doing what I can, but unfortunately,
so much loss that
will never get back.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I hate to bring it up, but I just wanted to make people aware that was not... it was not a good time for any of yous back there.
Thank you. No, yeah. I appreciate you acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunately, you know, a fact and something that happened. And, you know, there's two thoughts I have on that. One is, if anybody has any archival material, you know, of my dad's writings, I would be so thrilled to have it, to receive it, to purchase it, you know, whatever. And also, you know, the story of More Than Santa Baby, the film.
Yeah.
It's really a story of perseverance, resilience, and hope. And the fact that my dad is continuing on, even after the fires, and my beloved mother, his wife, passed away 3 weeks after.
I'm so sorry.
His resilience is still in play, and it's really amazing.
Did you ever know any of these singers or the composers that he worked with over the years yourself, like Judy Garland or Frank or anyone?
I didn't meet Frank Sinatra or Judy Garland, but I did meet and know many of the lyric writers that he worked with.
Okay. Okay.
They were, you know, at our house. One was like an uncle, Buddy Kay. Yip Harburg was like a grandfather.
Oh, wow.
So, Yip told me bedtime stories. So I met those people.
Okay. Okay. So you and Joan Jarvis would have known each other then over the years.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Joan was around all the time. And there was one year where my dad moved the family back to New York for a year when I was 13 or 14. And I actually stayed at Joan's house for 3 weeks because I had to get there in time for school to start.
Oh, of course, yes.
My parents weren't quite ready, so I went ahead of them a few weeks and stayed with Joan.
Now, you had mentioned, as we had mentioned before, your dad goes back to the era of Tin Pan Alley and those things. He was also, today looking at him and his career he's had, he is a link to a bygone era. And that's also what I like about your show that I have watched, your documentary, is that he actually has a quote in that about that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I don't want to spoil the film.
No, of course.
Exactly what he says. And it's sort of a very poignant moment in the film. And,
yes.
And it's very true. There's only a few of them left.
Has he ever opened up to you about what he feels like to be one of the last survivors?
We don't talk too much about that.
I see.
Think that he's very, you know, but he is, I know that he's very grateful the amount of life and living he's been granted.
Of course.
You know that.
Yes,
he's very grateful. He's happy to be here. He enjoys life. He has purpose.
Well, that's great to see, because a lot of people, they get older and they don't, they kind of close off to the world, if I may say. Yes.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, he definitely lives sort of in his own musical world, but he's very happy to be here, and he takes good care of himself. We take good care of him. He wants to live. I mean, even after all the losses he had to endure.
Yes, of course. Now, what is your thoughts on the following, going back to Santa Baby? Of course, it's a Christmas show, so I'd like to ask you a couple more questions about that song. But what is your thoughts on the following that song has had, like we say, over the last 70 plus?
Well, you know, it's a spectacular thing.
Yes.
We're very happy and grateful for it, and it's really just one of those classic standard Christmas songs that it's a club that you can't get in anymore.
Exactly.
Even if you write a hit, it is not ever going to be in that club, which is the standards that came from that era.
That's right.
And so,
I agree.
You know, it has a certain playfulness to it. It's a very unique quality to Santa Baby. It's not like anything else. We are so grateful that all of these artists want to do their rendition and put their take on it. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. We're so, it's such a blessing.
And when we think of those artists that have done it, who are some of your favorites besides the original by Eartha Kitt that are favorites of yours?
Yes. I mean, I really can't choose and
of course.
I think they're all wonderful. I'm grateful for all of them.
And each person brings their own uniqueness to it. So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, Gwen Stefani versus Kelly Clarkson, I would never do it. They're both fabulous.
Exactly. You know? I agree. Yes, for sure. And as I say, they're both unique in their own ways. I guess my last question for today, but I will ask, is there anything you'd like to add to the interview?
Well, Johnny, I appreciate you so much because you're a person who appreciates the oldies, the vintage era, all of those classic songs, the fact that you love Moonlight Gambler. My life is now largely occupied by this endeavor to, you know, promote and preserve, all of the songs that my dad wrote in his vast catalog. And so somebody like you is so, I'm so appreciative.
Well,
and I just
want
to thank you for your interest and for your help in keeping the Phil Springer music legacy alive.
Well, anything I can do tomorrow, I'd be more than happy to do it for you. Yes.
Thank you.
And I guess the last question would be, how do you guys spend Christmas this year, for instance?
Yes, well, I mean, you know, we're Jewish. Like many of the writers, you know, standard Christmas songs.
Of course.
Which is a fun thing.
Even Johnny Marx was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. And White Christmas, many articles written about that.
Yeah.
So we celebrate by listening to all of the Christmas songs and celebrating, you know, at my friends' houses who have beautiful love the holiday. Yeah. And even though, you know, we're Jewish, we just celebrate it by celebrating the whole season and everything about it.
Well, with that, Tamar, it's been a pleasure, and I hope to get your dad and you back on the air before May, and maybe even next month in January. That'd be a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Absolutely, Johnny. I'm happy to do it anytime.
Okay, thank you. And again, you have a good Christmas, and say hi to your dad for me.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom, boom, boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. For you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. See if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
It is once again that time in the program where I would like to turn back the years to the golden era of country music and also Christmas music. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. With that mentioned, let's open the vinyl vault door here to the Way Back Country Christmas vinyl collection. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, I'd like to turn back the years to 1950s, in a time when songs were, well, associated with the Ottawa Valley, of course, but there was a song that speaks, well, more today, in fact, than it did in the 50s when it was first recorded, and that was a song by Henri LaRivière, as he was known back then, but also Hank Rivers, and his all-time classic called The Christmas Dream. You know, in a time when things are changing, especially
especially politically, this is a song that truly speaks to one and all about what peace on earth would look like if our leaders were to step back a bit. But with that mentioned, here's an all-time classic from 1950s by none other than Hank Rivers, forever remembered as the Singing Soldier Boy, and his classic, A Christmas Dream.
It was Christmas Eve, and I had gone to bed with a troubled heart, for I was far from my loved ones. But as sleep overtook me, I was blessed with a beautiful dream. Yes, I dreamed that God looked down, and when he realized the fear, hate, and poverty his children were living in, he descended to earth, and he called a meeting of all the leaders of every nation throughout the land. Oh, it was wonderful to see how he won the hearts of these giants of men. And they honored him as he led them along the pathway of life, teaching the ways of God and eternal peace. Then the invitation was given, and a more wondrous sight was never before witnessed by mortal eyes, as all men, regardless of color or creed, knelt as one in worship of the true Savior, begging forgiveness and asking light to show the way of righteousness. And all the nations laid aside their weapons of destruction, and the love and trust replaced the fear that no longer ruled the hearts of man. And the eyes of the Lord gave sight to the aimless wanderings of the children of God, and a true meaning was finally lent to all mankind. But then, as suddenly as it had appeared, the wonderful scene faded, and as I awoke, tears filled my eyes, but a new hope filled my heart. Hope for a better, more peaceful world, and a deeper love and understanding for the God who made it all possible. Each mortal must do his share, so I'm telling you the story of my dream, with the hope that it will help you, as it helped me see that peace and goodwill on earth is not impossible. And with the guidance of the Lord, all is not lost after all.
Christmas night.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that very true and very haunting song by our late hero, Henri LaRivière, also known as Hank Rivers. Now, as I welcome y'all to the end of the first hour here this morning, I would like to put out a song to all of our fans of Ross Clow, especially his family, today on this Christmas Sunday. With that mentioned, I would like to send a song that was inspired by our Lord and Savior's birth, Jesus, on Christmas Day. And that, of course, is a song that Ross recorded many years ago called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And just a quick mention that our good friend Ross Clow also passed away this past spring on May 29, 2025 at the age of 90. So we'll send this out in loving memory of him, a true friend and a true supporter of my radio career. With that, we will be back following this on the other side of the hour.
Where Jesus a sleigh. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the lamp to light the way unto the land of a perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed of the good and the blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine.
Me? I'm Johnny Woodlock.
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
Well, I'm your old host with the most country rush music, and this time of year, Christmas music. Right here on the Way Back Country Christmas, airing every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 over historic CFRC 119 FM. Stay tuned here, friends, and Merry Country Christmas.
Oh, well, then that's okay.
Play us, friends, following that classic gospel favorite by our good friend and late friend, Ross Kalau of Verona, Ontario. I would like to welcome you all back in here to the second hour of the Way Back Country Christmas, our official Christmas celebration for 2025. With that mentioned, we are on the 21st day of December, which means coming up on Thursday is the big day of Christmas. And with that mentioned, I would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where we are recorded weekly. We can also be heard over CFRC 119 FM in Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as through the Greater Toronto Area and Durham Counties via www.oshawarocks.com. And we can also be heard over our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. With that all shared, I would also like to remind y'all that this is the funding drive time of the year for CFRC 119 FM. So you can find out more at www.cfrc.ca, where each and every donation counts in our fight to keep this station and our show on the air. With that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to a song, or rather a recitation, that my good friend Wayne Rostad, the Santa Claus of the Ottawa Valley, did many years ago. And it was during the COVID era, 2020, that he did a virtual Christmas in the Valley show. And from this show, I have borrowed an audio clip from